Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Welcome back to The Junks. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of The Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today.
You know, I was in KC for like 4 days, and the last time I went, I just stayed in some suburb, some nub suburb. It was just like, you know, no different than like...
In a nuburb?
Like... Crofton or
sure.
something.
I mean, okay,
like
outside of the city, yeah.
Regular suburb or whatever. Okay, yep. And I'd say largely, I think, the kind of the Midwest, kind of like that. But we stayed in the city, in the heart of Kansas City this time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were actually at an awesome Marriott right next to the convention center. They had an incredible, like, a sports bar slash restaurant with these massive digital screen TVs that, you know, it was just like one big screen, but like kind of like in the Masson studio or the Monumental Studios,
yeah.
You know, where you can make it whatever you want. And like the whole thing would be on the Masters or it would have four TVs or eight TVs. You know, I could just do whatever they want. But everyone said, and I've been there before and I've done it, but I made a concerted effort. It was unavoidable. You got to have the barbecue. Right, you gotta have the barbecue if you're in Kansas City.
I would love that.
I went and I had barbecue four different times.
Okay,
sometimes just because there were no, like when you go to these cities and you have 3,000 volleyball girls and their families, you can't get arrested. You can't get get seated anywhere.
Right.
It's crowded.
Right.
And so I found one place where I knew I could go in. It was like a sports bar. They served, you know, barbecue. So I went there twice.
Is it known for the barbecue, that specific place?
I mean, it was called like Casey's Barbecue or something. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But kind of barbecue. I learned some stuff, though.
Like, did you get burnt ends? Did you
That's what I was saying. So I didn't know anything about burnt ends. So I didn't know what to get. I'm not a barbecue guy.
You're
it's
paralyzed.
Fine. I don't really know what to get. It's not a big thing for me. It just seems like...
Sometimes they have like a sampler platter. You can get like ribs and the pulled pork.
The ribs I didn't want to deal with because it just seemed like messy. So, you know, it's just messy. Like my wife's like, you're wearing a silly Johnny-O. Like you're going to get
your golf
shirt. You're going to get rib sauce
also an excuse to buy a new one. Yeah. If you get a big barbecue stain on it, you can buy a newbie.
But we were doing a bit where my wife and I were, she would pick some of the pulled pork, whatever. Like you get, there's all these choices. You get pulled pork, you get pulled chicken, pulled beef,
there's brisket, ribs.
You could pay an extra $5.99 for the freaking burnt ends. I never heard of burnt ends. Like, what are freaking burnt ends?
I've heard of them, not sure exactly what they are.
I'll try it. So we did a platter where you get, we got half a burnt ends, and honestly, Valdez, I don't know if it was pork or beef. I couldn't tell the difference. We got,
pork.
I bet you it was yummy.
Was it like shredded or was
No, it was like a big, thick,
a little thick
cut.
Piece. Yeah. Hmm.
It was like the side.
It's like a part of a it's like part of the brisket. That's,
yeah, it's just a big, thick thing with the, and the, I guess the burnt ends part is a little more flavorful because it's a little more fatty.
All right.
I kind of liked it, to be honest with you.
I'm sure
the
it's other, good.
The pulled stuff that you could get like at Chili's or, you know, any place, you know, it's just like, doesn't, I don't know why people get so excited about it. To me, it's as good as whatever your sauce is that you put on it.
The sauce is important.
Right? The sauce kind of makes it or
so
breaks it.
So is the Kansas City sauce sweeter sauce than
the ones I like
a Carolina
are sweeter,
or a Memphis?
They say
or...
the Carolina, I think, is more like
vinegary.
Oily.
That's,
vinegary.
That's tangy.
Yeah. I'm a sweet guy. You know what I mean?
I like
a little
mustardy.
Sugar.
I don't know what region of the country that reflects, but that's kind of my go-to.
But did you know that they charge extra for burnt ends? Like, that's a thing. They charge you like $6
burnt
more.
Burnt ends are kind of a barbecue delicacy.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere. Yeah. But yeah. It's like, that's I got to try the burnt ends.
High-end barbecue.
So I had the burnt end. I'm a burnt ends guy.
What now, sides did you go with? I need to know the sides.
The sides, okay. So I did creamy corn.
Creamy corn is pretty good.
Well, like creamy, like cheesy creamy corn.
Okay.
Liked it. There was a little bit of jalapenos in there that I wasn't a huge fan of, but I liked it.
Got nothing against that.
They definitely had fries that I'm not as sophisticated as Valdez, but I thought there was Old Bay on the fries.
Okay.
And I couldn't wrap my brain around that because I'm like, I'm in the middle of like Missouri and I can't believe that I'm having Old Bay on my fries. I didn't even ask for it.
Was it Old Bay or just like a Creole seasoning or like Popeyes? You know how Popeyes has like that fry that has this dusting of something or other?
Something. It was something. If it wasn't
Old Bay,
it might
have been a spice mix.
It was a cheap imitator of it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was some sort of imitator.
Zatarain's or...
Yeah.
Cajun.
Huh?
Cajun. That's the Popeye's fries. It's Cajun fries.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like a Creole seasoning.
I'm trying to think what other sides.
Any sort of like collard greens or mac and cheese or
cornbread.
They had a cornbread. Didn't like the cornbread.
Wow.
Because they also... They stuff jalapenos and everything. Like,
what do you
know.
Have against jalapeno peppers?
I don't like hot. I like to taste my food. I don't like my tongue to be on fire.
What about what about a baked beans? You can eat baked beans.
Didn't get any baked beans.
Do you like baked beans?
I like baked beans.
Yeah, so do I.
I had battle with my wife because I wanted mac and cheese. She didn't want mac and cheese.
You should have just thrown it on as an extra.
You gotta get a coleslaw or a potato salad at least.
Coleslaw. Definitely got coleslaw a few times. I'm a big coleslaw guy. Love coleslaw.
You got coleslaw over mac and cheese?
Listen, you got to pick your battles, Cakes. I'm married.
No.
I don't know.
King of the castle over here. I can't even get it mac and cheese.
I got to pick my battles.
You have a separate plate?
We were sharing. So she would do, she'd pick one thing and I'd pick one thing and then we'd ask for a plate
Coleslaw greater than sign mac and cheese when you're having barbecue so you can eat them together.
So you could put it on top of your pork and
one big spoonful of it together.
I really wanted to get it.
I can see that.
There was a food truck in the convention center that obviously had barbecue.
Sure.
And I really wanted to get the mac and cheese there because it looked so yummy. But I got overruled.
Overruled twice on mac and cheese? This is an outrage. What is happening?
I got to pick my battles. I play a lot of golf.
Okay. Did you end up going to Joe's barbecue at any point? I think that's their most famous. They have a bunch of them there.
But is Joe's the one that's in like a gas station? Because when I went to Kansas City,
I think one of them is called
KC Joe's, maybe?
Might be.
Joe's KC Barbecue, I think.
Yeah, I think I was
We
at
literally
that.
Drove over the state line from Missouri to Kansas City, Kansas, because that's where this spot was located. And the line was literally a mile long to get. And I was like, well, we're not.
No.
There are a million barbecue places in Kansas City. No. We're going back to Kansas City Mo.
But you know what I'll say?
And we're not waiting in that line.
Now, I've done this before, obviously. I'm an experienced drinker. But I was a Moscow Mule weekend for your boy.
Oh, it was.
I was just ordering Moscow Mules. I don't think there's anything to that in Kansas City. But
yeah, probably.
There was a special on it. And it was a Moscow Mule weekend for your boy.
Did you do anything?
What's in a Moscow Mule?
I don't even know. Vodka and
ginger beer.
Yeah.
It's
basically vodka and ginger.
Vodka and ginger beer. It goes down easy. You don't have a hangover.
Did you do ribs?
One day I did do ribs, but
regular or baby back?
Dino. You could do dino ribs.
I don't know the difference.
I don't know what dino ribs are.
The biggest rib you've ever seen before.
Like ribs from the Flintstones type ribs. That's an old reference.
I don't know the difference, to be honest with you.
Baby back ribs, smaller. Just a smaller version of a rib.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the best place? Because I mean, I'm sure I've had KC barbecue before. Certainly not in Kansas City, but is there a local spot I can get KC barbecue?
I don't know.
I like Mission Barbecue.
But isn't it just the sauce that makes it? Like the
Yeah,
it's
probably.
It's a big part of it.
Yeah. So you probably could just go to freaking Harris Teeter and get some KC barbecue
sauce. Yeah, I know,
sauce.
But I want somebody to make it
yeah,
for
me. Yeah, you want authentic.
No,
you
I mean, like- some people smoke them a lot longer, use different types of wood for a uh-huh. different for a different taste to the
But I think I right. am a barbecue. I
Jason,
I
got some
I'm
locations for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
What are the best spots?
Well, these a lot of them are in D.C. I'm looking at this from Fox 5, where to get Kansas City style barbecue in the DMV for the Super Bowl. Federalist Pig, Black Hog Barbecue.
Federalist Pig.
Hill right. Country, rest in peace. They just shut down a couple weeks ago.
Oh, they
legendary
did?
Music
oh,
spot.
That sucks.
Right there on, I think, 7th Street.
What happened?
Yeah, right near Capital One.
Yeah.
Saw a lot of the D.C. restaurants. There's an article in the Washington Post are struggling because a lot of people have lost their jobs here in D.C.
Ah, okay.
I mean, that makes sense.
Makes sense.
Jason, closest to you, Vienna, District Barbecue.
Okay. I might try that.
Anyway.
Give it a run.
Didn't want to make it all about me, but I just wanted to tell you two things. Learned about burnt ends.
Okay.
Think burnt ends is a good order.
All right.
A little tastier. Out on jalapenos. They don't have to put jalapenos in everything. And I'm kind of in on Moscow Mules right now.
Okay. That's
the
flavor
current,
of the week.
That's my current trend. I think I got to buy some ginger beer, which I think they sell at like Safeway.
Yeah. You can definitely buy it at Safeway.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. I don't know.
You get
sometimes
it.
I didn't feel like ordering a freaking old fashioned, you know, because you never know. You never know how good it's going to be. And,
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. You never know.
You have your specifics.
I have my type of bourbons I like to use. I didn't know what they had.
You're very particular.
Yeah, I just didn't know if they had the right cherries. I just
you have a refined old fashioned palate.
I don't know. I like it. I know how I like it. Mm-hmm. Moscow Mule, I think, is hard to mess up. And they're just money. They're just money.
I did think I was golfing at Hidden Creek yesterday, and I was thinking, I go, it's transfusion season. So 74 and sunny, humidity.
Transfusion
Those
season
are is delicious. Coming.
I saw
so
a new
good.
One though. I follow this girl. I don't follow her. She shows up on my algorithm. I'm sure you've seen her a lot.
Is she a Bev cart girl out in Arizona?
A Bev girl. I don't know where she's. She's a cart girl, right? And she said the new drink this summer is. She took a Miller Lite. She poured a whole Miller Lite in a cup.
Yep.
And then she topped it off with lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
And then
she's making her own like summer shandy.
And then I think she put a shot of vodka in it. And then she garnished it with a lemon. And all the boys, I guess, are drinking that now. I don't know what you called it, but have you ever even heard of that?
Nope.
No,
Miller Lite with lemonade and vodka.
Something similar in it's a Baltimore thing. It's called a spaghetti. It's where you have a high life and you pour a little Aperol in it.
What is
Sounds
Aperol?
Very fancy.
It's like a cherry liqueur.
Or something. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Let's go to Lou. He's calling you from D.C. Apparently, he's a barbecue judge.
Uh-oh. I mean, that's a whole thing, man.
Yeah,
they have
definitely.
Those barbecue things where people go in there.
God forbid you cook on a gas grill. They'll throw you right out of the place.
Lou, what's up, bud?
What's up, guys? You guys were at, well, one, you're killing me.
Why?
But two, you were asking about good barbecue around here.
Yeah.
There are two restaurants actually written up in Texas Monthly. One is called Bark Barbecue. It's directly across the bridge, but the other one is called 250 Barbecue. It's in Riverdale and it's insane. And they have those dino ribs, which are big ass beef ribs. Whereas the other ribs are pork ribs. And they're amazing.
Which one's tastier, the pork or beef?
They also have brisket tamales there, which are insane.
Lou, which one's tastier, pork or beef ribs?
The pork, well, it's completely different. The beef rib has a ton of fat, so it's super, super rich, okay? So
I like that.
They have beef back ribs, too, which are basically when you take a full roast beef and cut off the beef back ribs like you would the bone-in ribeye.
Yeah.
They're just super fatty and really rich and juicy, and it's salt, pepper, and garlic and no sauce. Sorry, guys.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right. So he's a no-sauce guy.
I mean, okay. if it's tasty enough, fine. I don't need it. If it's tasty enough.
Then you have spare ribs and baby back ribs, and that's whatever your preference is, and, you know, whatever sauce, I guess, you want. But, yes, you're correct that the KC is the sweet sauce, and the South Carolina is the vinegary sauce.
Vinegary. So are you kind of out on sauce then? You kind of sound like you kind of, like, thumb your nose at it.
I'm not a big sauce guy because I like Texas barbecue, but the sauce that I do eat when I like it is a stuff called Mississippi Red by Blue Hogs Barbecue, and it's phenomenal.
What is Texas barbecue? How does that distinguish itself?
It's just salt, pepper, garlic. That's it. Nothing else. So, like, you know, Franklin's barbecue is salt, pepper, garlic. Snow's barbecue, salt, pepper, garlic. But that's all they put on it.
So you don't like the barbecue sauces? You don't like them?
I like Mississippi Red, and I'll put, like, I won't, if you have to lick your fingers after eating it, and that means, like, whoever cooked it didn't cook it properly because they had to put so much sauce to mask the flavor, that you're eating sauce with some meat. It doesn't matter what the meat is at that point.
I agree with that. I actually agree. Yeah. That's why I said it. That's all the sauce.
I don't know. I just
and
love
I was
the
definitely
sauce.
Licking my fingers.
I love the sauce.
Thank you, Lou. Yeah. Appreciate the time, man.
Thanks, guys.
By the way, thank you, buddy.
The Missouri signature sauce is tomato based with molasses, according to a key that I'm looking at.
I probably had that because I took the freaking KC Joe's sauce or whatever.
Look at you. You're borderline barbecue expert.
Getting there. Barbecue Bickle.
I'm getting there, Case. Yeah.
You're on your way. All right, coming up next, we will be joined by Chelsea Janes, national baseball writer for the Washington Post. She'll join us next here on The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.